Hey everybody, welcome to Beyond the Sermon, where we take yesterday's message and I interview one of our teaching pastors and talk to him about maybe a verse or a thought that he wished he'd had more time to preach on yesterday. And so we dive just a little bit deeper into it today. Today, you get Philadelphia. I mean, This one is so popular. Elton John wrote a song about this, right?
Right. And we're not talking about Philadelphia here in the U.S. It is the ancient city of Philadelphia in ancient, well, what is modern day Turkey.
Right. Okay, if you had had more time, What would you have drilled down deeper on yesterday?
Well, you know, to start off, the message, to this incredible message to Philadelphia is really about two things. It's about being faithful to Jesus, to his name, and being faithful to his word. And so the letter starts off with this acknowledgement. And because of this acknowledgement, Jesus gives them a promise. And there's a couple of promises, but the one I wish I could have talked about a little bit more is found in verse 10, where Jesus promises the church at Philadelphia that he would keep them from the hour of testing that was going to come upon the whole world.
Yeah. All right, so what would you have said about that beyond what you said yesterday?
Beyond what I said in 2 minutes.
Yes.
So, you know, there was a literal church named Philadelphia that existed in history. And this letter was written to them. But what we're finding, right, with all of these letters is that there is application throughout history, and there's application for us as a church. And many scholars believe that the hour of testing that is being referred to here is, in fact, the tribulation period that is going to come. That is a fact. Jesus will return. That is an absolute fact. There will be a tribulation. That is an absolute fact. And so, but we want to understand, well, the whys and the hows and what about me sort of thing. And many scholars, well, they argue, and they've been arguing for a really long time about whether the church is going to go through that tribulation period or whether the church will not go through it. The promise here, however, Jesus says, I will keep you from that hour. And so we really want to be able to understand, well, what does he mean by keep?
Right.
And I think that's where the key to this is. Instead of focusing on whether the church is going to go through the rapture or through the tribulation or not, I think the promise is that he is going to keep us. So what does that mean? He can keep us different ways, right? And we turn into scripture to see a couple of examples. One of those examples was how he kept Israel safe during the 10 plagues that came upon Egypt, that he sent upon Egypt. Yeah. He didn't pull them out of Egypt. He kept them there, and he kept them safe. The 10 plagues came, and eventually Pharaoh had to let Israel go.
Right.
God is sovereign. He is in control. Okay, that's one example. Another example about keeping is Lot and his family. Lot's living in Sodom. God is going to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah. But in his mercy, he rescues Lot and his family, pulls them out, and then fire comes down.
Yes.
So there is a wrath. So what does that mean for us? Jesus is telling us that I'm going to keep you. Whether he's doing that through miraculous intervention where he's pulling us out or whether he's leaving us in, the promise is that we're going to be fine, that we're going to be safe. When we look at scripture, and this all harmonizes, we see on the cross the wrath of God being poured out upon Jesus. Jesus died for our sins. He took, he who knew no sin, took the sin of the world upon him, and he took our wrath on the cross, sparing us from the wrath that we deserve. So when Jesus is writing to Philadelphia and he's telling them, listen, I'm going to keep you guys, it's because Jesus already took upon himself the wrath that we deserved. And so we will be kept.
So this may mean pre-tribulation rapture,
right.
May mean mid-tribulation rapture,
exactly.
Because the first part of tribulation is going to be more peaceful. Or it may just mean that we go through the tribulation, but mm-hmm. he's going to keep us
right.
safe in that process. Okay, we're not taking a public stand on eschatology in this 2 minutes. Thank you guys for joining us. We've really enjoyed this. Join us next week for the last of the seven churches that we're going to look at.